USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new class has graduated at the Air Force Academy. The ceremony was adapted with social distancing measures in place due to the coronavirus threat. Graduates were sitting apart with very few guests allowed. Vice President Pence was there, and he spoke to the grads.
While we don't quite look like the usual graduation at the Air Force Academy, let me tell you, this is an awesome sight. And I wouldn't be anywhere else.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says President Trump may want to reopen the country soon, but that will depend on better testing for the virus, and that needs to be completed first.
The trick with testing is not that we don't know how to do it. We've done it better in this state than almost any other state, almost any other country. It's bringing this up to scale.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
One of the first U.S. cities with COVID-19 may be ready to reopen its economy, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Seattle was the country's first coronavirus hotspot, and soon it could become one of the first big cities to reopen its economy. When and how that happens will largely depend on the region's ability to get adequate testing and protect its frontline healthcare workers, according to Mayor Jenny Durkan. She said it's a marathon, not a sprint, and we're really not even halfway through, even though we're now hitting the peak. Seattle and neighboring communities will weigh various factors, including closely monitoring the rate of new cases, expanding testing and reporting capabilities, and ensuring the healthcare system is prepared to handle any additional infections.
Residents have flocked to Jacksonville, Florida beaches, which have reopened with limited hours under COVID-19 guidelines. A public information officer says visitors did adhere to the social distancing policies and other rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Ford Motor Company is celebrating the 56th birthday of its most famous product by announcing two new global awards for their famous car. A very proud Mustang owner, USA Radio's Chris Barnes, has more details.
It's the best-selling sports coupe in the world for the fifth consecutive year, and it's America's best-selling sports car for the past 50 years.
Mustang excited!
The latest sales figures from IHS Market finding over 102,000 Mustangs were sold around the world in 2019, even though it's been around for a half century here in the United States. Since global sales began in 2015, over 633,000 have been sold worldwide. Buyers have 12 different options when looking at the Mustang these days, including the Shelby GT350, the Mustang EcoBoost, and several other GT models. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As if people don't have enough worries over the pandemic, forecasters and meteorologists are now predicting a weather warning for the South. This on the heels of what was one of the worst tornado outbreaks in U.S. history last weekend. Forecasters say we're going to see another significant severe weather outbreak on Sunday, and they'll hit in some of those same areas that were impacted last weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.